Grattis, du har rattat in en av Sveriges populäraste och roligaste spirituella poddar.
Och vi som har den här podden, det är jag, Jenny Larsson, och min underbara soulsister Jessica Isegran, som dessutom är en av Sveriges bästa, mest fantastiska, intuitiva coacher.
Och Jenny Larsson, denna queen, är alltså certifierad i Dolores Cannons fantastiska hypnosmetod QHHT.
Häng med, nu åker vi! Hello and welcome to the Game Changers podcast. You tuned in to the exact right podcast, the best podcast in the whole world. We can say that now, Jessica, when we speak English.
Oh,
because
yes.
We expect millions of new listeners and watchers.
Millions upon millions upon millions.
Millions upon millions, millions. Who are you, my darling? Can you introduce yourself for the audience?
Yes, my name is Jessica Isegran and I live in Sweden. And today we have lots of snow here. Started snowing yesterday and it snowed the entire day. So today... Yes. Feels more like Christmas than spring.
Merry Christmas. Yeah.
Merry Christmas. It's a beautiful day. The sky is blue and we have a few centimeters of snow covering the ground and the trees. So it's a beautiful day. But I didn't kind of expect it to be winter now.
Since we had 15 degrees and sun just the other day on Monday, 2 days ago. So kind of a bit of a disappointment. This is a beautiful Christmas day, winter day, but for April, not that much fun.
No, and the cats, they don't love it. And I and your dogs,
they don't love it.
No, your Spanish dog, they don't enjoy it either, I guess.
No, they don't enjoy it that much. They were quite in shock when they came out this morning. Mm. Anyways, let's get this show kicking and moving. And my name is Jenny Larsson, if you didn't know that. I'm the other part of this podcast. We've been doing this for over 5 years, but last episode we switched to English. So it's like our second English episode. Oh, we did actually have a few in the beginning because we have had some English guests, or maybe just one. I don't know. I can't remember. One or two or three or something. But anyways, now we're doing it in English so we can reach more people. And like we said last episode, we believe our soul tribe is all over the world. So welcome if you just tuned in to this. And so much fun. We just got a really nice review on Podcaster. So it's written in Swedish, so I will translate it for you. And the headline is very strengthening and inspiring conversation. And it says best podcast when it comes to health, well-being and spirituality. This podcast has made me a little braver to actually dare to stand for who I am and what I want. And I always get so excited after listening and I feel very, very lifted, uplifted. And a little heart and a little star from Maria Lilia. So thank you so much, Maria, for that review. We're so happy because that helps us spread the podcast as well to new listeners. Yes. So we're very, very grateful for that.
Yeah, and we know Maria. Maria has been a listener since start, I think. And she's, I have been coaching her and she's a yogi and a wonderful, wonderful woman. So we're so happy that you wrote a review for us.
Yes. And then when we came to look at the reviews, Jessica, I was just jumping in and we have like a massive amount of 5-star reviews. We have to actually have 4.8. Out of 5 in on average, and we have a few 4-star, and then we have one star. But we discussed that, and we thought maybe it was during the circus performance that we had a few years ago.
Yes, it doesn't matter. I mean, why even mention that? that we have one star.
Yes, because I think it's interesting.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's interesting what that person was thinking. But
yes.
Yeah, I don't care about it. But it's no, nice. It's no. Nice to get a review. Anyways. Yes.
But it's like that, you know. I mean, there are podcasts out there that I don't enjoy listening to. But then I just don't listen to it. I don't give it a one-star review or anything. If I don't enjoy it, I just stop listening.
Yes, exactly. But I wonder if bad reviews, so to speak, also help spread the podcast. Because that doesn't, or what do you think?
Yeah.
Just the engagement makes it spread, so.
Yes, yes.
That's great.
Yeah.
No problem at all.
No problem.
Anyways, today, Jessica, we're going to do something really fun. We have got our angel cards out. And we're going to pull some cards for you guys and convey some messages from the angels.
Yes.
And the dragons.
Yes. And the good thing is for our listeners out there, if you want to see the cards this time,
yes.
They are on YouTube as well.
Yeah.
You know, that's we have our YouTube channel. It's called the Game Changers Podcast 2, of course. So if you want to watch us and if you want to see the cards, then you can tune in to our YouTube channel.
And don't forget to subscribe and like.
No, don't forget to subscribe and like, and also write a comment, because we love the interaction.
Yes.
We really enjoy that. And I think that we might do a live here on YouTube.
Yes, we're going to do that soon.
Yes.
Yes, I think that would be great fun.
And so, we are all, for our new listeners and viewers, we're also on Instagram. The Game Changers Podcast, and sometimes we do lives there, and I think we're going to do a live today.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah. If you say so, darling, we're going to do one.
If we say, because we only send the view 2 times a month, so the week we don't send an episode create an episode, then we usually create a live.
That's right.
A short live on Instagram. So if you miss us, you can see us there.
Yes, 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 yes. So Jessica, we're going to jump into the angel cards very soon. But first, you know, we're just going to share some news, or if there's anything, you know, going on in your business. I know there's something going on in your business, but, you know, what do you feel like sharing right now before we get started?
Yes, first I'm so happy to share that I have a new masterclass coming up. I think the last one was in December or January. And I really love having the masterclasses because my old clients come to them, but also some new. This is a really good way to find out if you want to go deeper and work with me. And also I want the masterclasses to be filled and packed with information. So, yeah. And this time I will teach you how you find your life purpose.
Oh,
yes. Yes. When we had our last meeting in our community, the Game Changers community, we pulled angel cards for the community. And I think everyone asked about the life purpose. I think everyone, that finding our life purpose is really important. And I know that it is important to know your life purpose. And I also know there are a lot of myths around that. So I want to debunk the myth, and I want to help you and teach you how you can find out what your life purpose is. Because it's also important to feel that we have a purpose in our life, that we feel that when we wake up in the morning, that we feel inspired and that we are here for something bigger and greater. And oftentimes in the middle of our life, we start wondering, why am I here? What is my purpose? Is this really it? Is this all? So yes, I'm going to teach you how to find your life purpose. And that will be on the 18th of April. And it's in Swedish. So it's for my Swedish community this time. So I'm gonna write the link in the, what do you call it?
Show notes.
Yeah, the show notes. But it also, since we are in YouTube here, so there will be information under the video. So you can Good. Find the information. Where you find the information? Well,
a curious question, Jessica. Are you going to do master classes in English going forward?
Maybe when I go forward.
Just wondering.
Yes. No. Yeah, you never know what the future brings. No. And then also, I'm very happy that I'm going to do Shine Your Light live again. And we start on the 29th of April. Shine Your Light is my 6-week online course for everyone who want to step into their power and really tune into their soul and create a morning routine, learn how to meditate. There will be some easy, very simple yoga, because yoga, you know, Jenny, you know this too. It's such a good tool just to land in your body. So, and we meet live on Zoom every week for an hour. Mm. So it's also live. And you also have a library with videos where I teach you how to really become a meditation master, because I think it's important. I really think that meditation is a great tool in life when we are going through this life to tune in with our soul and create from that. So I think it's important. So this will start on the 29th of April, and you have all the information in the show notes if you want to sign up. So that's what's happening in my world at the moment. Cool. So
very,
Jenny,
very cool.
Sorry?
Very, very cool.
Yeah, very, very cool. So what's happening in your world, Jenny?
Very, very cool.
What's happening in your world?
Yes, in my world, a lot of things happening. I just told you before, yesterday when we started here, that yesterday was an energy-packed day. I had the first QHHT hypnosis session until 4, and then at 5, I had a light language healing session. And this was only my second light language healing session, because I just launched it. I asked my higher self, shall I launch it or shall I not? And it's like, launch. So I did. And this was my second session. And I can just say, wow, it was so much energy. And it's like, you know, all these light beings have just been waiting for this. So it, like, the room was just, you know, it's just packed. And this woman, actually, that was yesterday, she was a psychic medium as well. And she actually sees beings, which is really cool, because I can't really do that. I get a feeling or I get thoughts or things like that. And she was like, it was almost like the opposite. But before we started, I was like, well, how did you find me? And how did it? And then she actually found me through the light language clips I post on Instagram. And she was like, well, you have right now, I see you have 3 beings behind you. And it's like, one, it's very pink feminine energy. And I think that's Mary Magdalene, because she's been coming up a lot lately. And then Archangel Michael, and there was some other galactic being. She didn't know which race, but so it was so much fun. You can imagine, you know, I'm there, you know, about to give her a session, and she's like, you have so much. And then she had other messages afterwards as well. So it was so much fun, you know, someone I'm supposed to cooperate with in the future regarding light language. So that was fun. But there was so much energy in this session, and what I feel right now, actually, I think I might have shared it on Instagram or maybe not, but is that what is happening right now? I mean, we are right in between 2 eclipses right now when we record this, and there's so much energy in the field. I think all of us can feel that, and I feel that a lot of it, like the healing right now, can go like this. You don't need weeks or months or years. You know, you can heal really, really fast. So why I call, you know, these sessions healing and activation is because I feel right now we're stepping into more of remembering who we are, more of remembering the amazing souls we were before we came into this life. And then we got, you know, a lot of restrictions and rules and society and parents. But right now, in this particular time, it's about, you know, activating all the parts of our DNA, all the parts of our bodies, all the parts of our energetics and our gifts, you know, everything in our being that we're supposed to be here to do. So so I feel like the healing is quite a small part. Of course, there can be physical healings as well. But I've been told also about light language that it's so powerful because, and you can be a real skeptic receiving light language. That doesn't really matter because it bypasses your brain and goes straight on a soul level. So really, really powerful. And I just feel like it's just escalating for each. So I told you, Jessica, I couldn't sleep until like 1. So I maybe have to consider if I should have these sessions at 5 o'clock at night because I was like, like been driving for 300 kilometers an hour in a, you know, cabriolet. I was like completely, you know, just buzzing. So I just wanted to share, there's so much happening. And if you feel, you know, called to work with me regarding light language, please reach out. I'll put the links below. I do it in English as well, of course. And light language is universal, so that doesn't matter. But what happens is also that normally there are messages coming through as well from the beings. What is the next step and things like that. So it's very, very exciting. And I can't wait to see how it's going to evolve over time, because this is just the beginning of the journey. I'm sure about that. And there's so much more there than we can even imagine. So yeah, that's what's happening. And I feel I get energized just talking about it. So it's a lot of fun.
Just talking about it makes you feel energized.
I know. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's what I wanted to share. Shall we let the angels in now?
Yes, we shall let them in.
I think you should start, Jessica, since I was talking now last here.
Yes, I should start today.
Okay, yes.
And I will start with this amazing deck. It's called The Secret Language of Light. And it's a bit fun because you were talking about light language, Jenny. But this is transmissions from your soul, it's called.
Mm.
So I think it's they are more referring to the light we all have within us, not a specific light language, but we all have this light within us. And now my cat is sitting there staring at me, looks very angry.
Inside.
he doesn't like snow, and he wanted to go outside before we started, and now he's just sitting there staring at me.
It's just like, what? Yeah, my dog were also, I tried to let one loose in the garden. He normally just runs around, a small new one. But he just ran straight in. He was like, cold. My paws are cold. I want to go in. Yeah.
Yeah, so for our new viewers and listeners, what we usually do is that we just ask the angels and the energy to just let our viewers and listeners know what they need to know right now for their evolution.
Yeah. And as you know, if you're watching this, you know that it doesn't matter if you watch it on, you know, when we release it or 5 years from now or 20 years from now, because it will be relevant for you wherever you are. If you come across this message, it will be relevant for you.
Feels a bit spooky that this will be available in 20 years from now.
Yes.
Wow. Ooh, what an amazing card. Number 13 is a lucky number for me. A new card. I've never seen this before.
Ooh.
It's called Insight. Insight.
Love it.
And actually what I'm what I'm getting from this card is that the importance of going within, go within and create from the inside and out, and not the other way around. Not the other way around. We are so attached to everything on the outside, and we want to have different things. And we say to ourselves that I will be happy when X, Y, Z happens. And the irony is that we need to start feeling what we want to feel on the outside. We need to feel on our inside first. So insight, going within, meditation. I'm such a sucker for meditation.
Meditation junkie.
I'm a meditation junkie. I love meditation. I meditate at least once a day. And then I've been meditating since regulars in 2009. And meditation for me is not about having extraordinary experiences, even though sometimes I have, but it's more like connecting with the inner wisdom, the calmness, the harmony that everyone has within us. And this, the message is about this is also refine your psychic senses. You are or are about to see further, higher and deeper through space and time. Your psychic skills are expanding and seeing through the lens of your soul. So it wants to encourage you to go deeper and learn more about your intuition, and maybe do a workshop or something. And as we know, we are all psychic, we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. And we just have to allow, open up and trust. We talk a lot about trust, trusting the messages, trust what you receive.
Yes.
So, so this is about develop a loving relationship to what's within you. And if you can't sit with yourself, if you can't be in stillness without feeling anxiety and worry, then you really know that you have a work to do. Because if you can't find harmony within, you will not find it in the outside world. So it's really important. So that's what this card is all about. Insight, go within and know that you are a spiritual being having a human experience.
Oh yeah,
beautiful card.
I agree with that. I'm not gonna contradict you there, Jessica. I agree with you.
Surprise.
For once. Let's move on. I have this beautiful deck, the Starseed Oracle from Rebecca Campbell.
Yes.
Very, very magical deck. I felt that was going to be with us today. And like you said, Jessica, I ask for the highest good for all living beings, for everyone who's watching this. What do we need to be reminded of? Because we already know everything, don't we, Jessica?
Yes.
But sometimes we forget.
Yes. Yes.
And we need to be reminded.
Yes. We need to be in.
Yes,
and encourage.
Yes. So let's see what they want to bring forward here. Oh, there's one beautiful card. Let's see what it says. Ooh. Can't make this stuff up, Jessica. I remember. So this is a little bit what I was talking about with the light language before. I remember soul plan. Fated life versus destiny life. Oh, very interesting. And there's a woman sitting with looking down in a water, beautiful water pond. There's a lot of stars here and everything. So, 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 so beautiful. And I feel very, very strongly this time specifically now is for remembering. And there's so many stars, so many beautiful colors here. A lot of purple, which is also for me the spiritual connection. You have a little angel on the wall or
yeah,
something.
A little angel.
Yes.
Or a little cute ghost.
Like a yes. Yes.
Cute ghost.
So let's just see. I'm really feeling that I need to look in the book for this one because there's going to be more. Yeah, exactly. And here we also have a magical word called surrender to your soul's plan.
Yes.
Yes. That we've been talking about a lot. Last episode, we talked about the surrender to the soul's plan. Like the big milestones that you've set up for your life, you're going to hit them anyway. You don't know how fast you're going to hit them or which way you're going to get there, but you are going to hit them. Mm. And this is what it's all about. You plotted out these exact moments along the lifetime, the timeline of your life. We live in a world of free will, and therefore those moments become our destiny through saying yes. That's also very, very on point. The destiny life is the one our soul chooses, and it takes courage and faith. If you pull this card, it's because you're likely now face to face with a choice to follow the destiny life, to trust the path your soul is calling you toward, and to remember that this moment was pre-arranged on your life's timeline. You're now being invited to remember your soul's greater plan and to surrender to it. The only way around it is through it. It's all part of the larger plan.
Hmm.
So, time to remember, time to listen to your soul. Hmm. We always talk about Jessica, listen to yes. the heart and quietening down the ego who wants different things for different reasons.
And it's such a good reminder to remember, because it's easy to remember here down on earth that we are magnificent beings.
Mm.
And when we struggle, when we struggle in the 3D things, you know, everything here, relationships, things we have to do, cleaning, cook food, then sometimes it's easy to forget who we really are, that we are these amazing beings. But the more we remember, the more we enjoy life. Mm. Because the more we remember, the more we can see how amazing life is.
Mm.
Actually, that we are able to cook food and we're able to clean. We can view things in a totally different way when we remember our greatness.
Mm. Mm. So yes, beautiful card.
And a beautiful card. I don't think I have seen it before, Jenny. But
I've seen it, but it needed to come up because of the surrender part, I think.
Yes.
It is so important to fight against life like we were talking about last time.
Yes.
But to go with the flow.
And trust life. Trust. Yes. Trust life.
Even the hard moments are learning points for us, you know.
Yes.
And I heard someone say the other day, either you go through it or you grow through it.
Mm.
That's a really good one.
Yes.
So are you going through something and it's really hard, or are you growing through it? It's just a simple change of perspective. And of course, we're allowed to feel frustrated and angry. But, you know, that perspective shift can do so much for us.
That's so true. And I also heard a very wise thing is that don't dwell in the past. Drop the things, the mistakes you have done and all the things. But don't drop the lesson.
Mm.
Don't drop the lesson.
Mm.
Use it to grow even more. Because we are here to grow, but we're also here to have fun.
Yes.
We're also here to have fun.
Okay, Jessica, who are you? What cards are you bringing up?
I want to mention that I'm re-listening to Anita Modjani's book at the moment. It's called Dying to Be Me. And it's amazing. I read that book a couple of years ago, or maybe 5 or 6 years or something. And this time I listened to it, and it's so transformative to listen to it. She's an amazing woman. If you don't know about Anita Modjani, you should definitely check her out. She had a near-death experience, and she healed from a very severe cancer in only a couple of weeks, just by switching her energy from that ND. So amazing. Well, anyway, I'm going to pull a card from this amazing deck. It's called Goddess Guidance Oracle Cards. I know you have this deck as well, Jenny. And
I do.
We both love it. So let's see what the goddesses want us to know today. And when you tune into this. Ooh, Coventina.
Oh, yep. I feel ya.
Purification. It is time for a cleansing detoxification of your body and mind. And actually, I've been thinking myself of doing another medical medium cleanse. You too, Jenny? Yeah. Are you doing it or are you
It is coming up. It's going to be done in the next month.
Yes. I think I will be started in the following days or something. You always have to check so you don't have anything else planned.
Yeah.
But we don't have anything planned this weekend, so I might be doing it now, starting it. And also, it's time for cleansing, detoxification of your body and mind. It's so important to not let your mind pull you down. Because actually, it's our mind that can be our greatest enemy. We create so much. And I feel I should talk a little bit about Anita Marjani again, because when she was on the other side, she understood that she got the cancer from living in so much fear. She was fearful of life itself. And she also treated herself like a doormat, said yes to everyone except for herself. And this is not to blame anyone who has any diseases or anything, but it's to understand the power of our thoughts. And I know that Shaman Durek, if you know him, he also had a near-death experience. And what he learned from the other side is all the problems we have here stem from malfunction in thinking. So our thoughts are so important, because we create. It doesn't matter if you sit in meditation for an hour in the morning, and then you go through your day and you are angry and you talk down yourself and you judge yourself and other people. So what you say to yourself in your mind is so important. So it's time for a detoxification of your body and your mind. And that is so, I think springtime is a really good time to do this, because you get a lot of new energy and it's easier. So
great.
That message was for me too, as well.
And for me, I've been feeling it for a few weeks.
Yes, me too. And then we have Eastern, and you know, all the Eastern food, and you go to parties, and
you
want to eat the food that is served.
Exactly. Yeah.
Rawr, dragon.
Dragon energy coming up.
Wee.
Yeah, as you know, it's a year of the dragon. So they are very present. They were in my light language healing yesterday, and they keep coming up in my mind all the time. So I thought they were too. Oh my God, I wonder if this isn't the dragon you pulled for me last time, Jessica. White gold dragon from Lyra.
Wow. Is that the one? Yes.
It's really, really wanting to come through. Connects you to the highest Christ light. Yes, develop your causal chakra, bathe in nine-dimensional Christ light. Causal chakra chakra is right at the back of your neck. And this is about connection, I feel, like connection to the highest Christ light. And I think there's actually a good exercise you can do to connect. And this is all about connection to the higher realms. We do have that connection, but to actually, you know, sit and actually ask the dragons to come in and help you, because they are here en masse right now. That's what I feel, to help us through this process we're going through. So let's see what it has to say. Okay, 98. Let me see. Okay. Yeah. So this is for you. These gold dragons are attracted to you now because you carry Christ light in your aura. Ask one to take you to the ninth dimensional pool of Christ energy. Held in Lakumei, visualize yourself bathing in the pool which shimmers and swirls with pure love and light. Feel yourself absorbing all you are ready to receive. And also continue to feel this white gold light in your aura. Your aura will radiate the incredibly high frequency of white gold, and the white gold dragon from Lai will support you by continuing to pour Christ light onto you. Also, again, what you were talking about before, take time to find a quiet, still place where you can listen to its wisdom and guidance. So also ask for the wisdom and the guidance. Mm. If there's something you're, you know, facing in your life, ask the dragons. They are like normal guides to us. And they are really, really powerful. Really, really powerful. And they can also, you know, you can ask them to burn away if there's like negative thoughts or, you know, low frequency energies. Call on the dragons. Because I've learned through QHHT that in a session that we all have our personal dragons that are with us our whole life. And, you know, we tend to ignore them and tend to think that they're only fairy tale creatures, but they are here in energy. So use them. They want to remind us that they're there.
Yes. And I feel like I should say this, that there are so many things that you have: the Christ energy, you have the dragons, you have angels, you have your past loved ones. And I would like to say to you that don't get overwhelmed and invite the energies that you feel drawn to. I think that is very important. Like with everything in life, see everything like a smorgasbord, and then you pick what you want from it, what resonates with you. So if you feel like really pulled to the dragons, pull them into your life, work with them, talk to them. I think that is so important, because it's easy now that there's so much information. There are so many modalities, so many healing modalities. Jenny, you have QHHT, you have light language. I'm a coach. There are so many things. And I think that it's easy that we may be overwhelmed with everything that is out there and lose the trust in ourselves. So it's important that we always see everything and take what resonates with you. I think
I agree completely, Jessica. And that's why it's so important to sit in meditation or to sit in stillness or to take walks or whatever, because it's also challenging to hear your intuition if you're up in the 3D action doing the whole time. So that's where it comes in. And when you actually do that, you're in stillness, you form a connection with yourself. Then you can go, like you say, Jessica, oh, I feel like, you know, Jessica, she's for me. I want to go, you know. And that's your higher self trying to say to you that, okay, this is for you right now. Then, of course, you know, you evolve and something else might come into your sphere, your energy. And then, you know, but yeah, what you say is just to tune into your energy, to your intuition, and just feel what resonates right now. Because that's your higher self trying to guide you. And you're never going to miss anything. It's not like, oh, no, I need to do everything. You just do what you're pulled to right now.
Yes, because it's easy to get that feeling that, okay, I have to do that and that and that and that to be a whole being. But you are whole already. We are whole as we are. And we get these nudges that, okay, I can go to Jenny to help me open up with that. I can go to Jessica who can help me with that, or I can find someone else, or things like that. And I think that it's important. And it comes to every areas in our life. For example, both you and I, Jenny, we are plant-based, and I feel so solid and so strong in that the decision that that is right for me. You know, there are so many people out there telling you should eat like this, or you should do like eat like that, or you you can't. I mean, if you look at Chinese medicine, they say that you should eat meat, and then you look at something else, then you should go plant-based. And it can be so confusing and overwhelming. And I think that if you have an area in your life where you're really solid, you know that this is true for you, then see if you can apply that energy to the other areas in your life as well, to build this trust and in yourself. Because I think that is really important too, in what we are going through now, because it's easy to like jump on the latest shiny object and think that that will save me, and that will save me, and that will save me. And we don't stick long enough to something. Like, for example, I've been meditating for so many years, and that's why I get this deep, what shall I say? This is why it's so, I get so much out of my meditation, because I've been practicing it for so long. So, but I know it's easy. Oh, maybe I should try that, and I should try that. And it comes from an anxiety. I don't know if you have anything to say about this, Jenny, as well, that it's like easy to get drawn into everything out there and get anxious, actually.
Yes. And I agree. And I can just add on to what you said about food, for instance. I mean, like you said, you and I are really solid in plant-based. We know that we feel that that's the best for us. But I've had many QHHT sessions now, and people ask about their food. And the answer is always from the higher self that it's okay, you can eat a little bit of fish, you know, because somewhere in the spiritual community is also, you know, oh, you should go plant-based and only eat raw foods and stuff. But the higher self is like, you can eat a little bit of fish. Don't have a bad conscience for that. That's all right. And you will feel, if you feel into your body, you will feel what is best for you for the moment, you know? So, and there's been so many different things. So it's completely true what you say. You should, you know, get into that feeling for yourself and not look outside too much. Yes. And don't get stressed.
Precis.
Everything's on time.
Exactly.
Perfect divine time.
So from the dragons, the amazing dragons, we are going to work your light.
Work your light.
This is from Rebecca Campbell too.
Yes.
Like your deck there, Jenny, the star seed. Wasn't it the star seed?
Yes. Yeah, Starseed Oracle.
And wow, of course, we've seen it so many times before, but it was meant to be here today. I have forgotten. I want to show what's in the bottom of this deck. It's you are the oracle. And that's also so important to remember that you are the oracle. You have all the answers within.
Good. And you know what it says on the lid of this one? I don't know if you can see it.
Oh, wow. Your heart is a portal. Wow.
Yes.
It's a beautiful message.
I've never seen that before. But now when you said that about your deck, your heart is a portal. Yeah, that's so true. Your heart is the gateway to all things in
amazing
life.
Okay, so let's see what the Work Your Light want to tell us. Wow, this is a card we have seen before, Jenny. This is so important as well. Don't dim to fit in. How are you dimming your light to fit in? It's so important. And I have to say that, like, if you want to shine your light, you should definitely join my course, Shine Your Light, because that's what's happened there. People really step into their power. They shine your light. They start loving themselves. They start loving their bodies. It's so amazing to see the transformation. And so this is a message for you out there. In what areas are you dimming yourself to fit in? Because you are here to be the amazing being that you are. You're not here to be a copy of me, a copy of Jenny, a copy of anyone else. You are perfect and you have so many gifts and you are so amazing and you are here to shine your light. And the more people here on earth that really shine their light, open up the light within themselves, work with their light, the better the planets will be. Because what we see now, the wars we see, all the sad things that we see, it's actually a mirror of the collective, how we treat ourselves, what we think about ourselves, the war we have inside of ourselves. So please let your light shine through and be the amazing queen or king that you are here to be on this planet.
Yes, 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 yes. Thank you, darling. That was so beautiful. Really love that.
It's an amazing card.
We have one last card.
Yes.
Before we finish.
Yes.
And of course, Archangel Michael wanted to say his. He wants to end this show with his message.
Michael is a favorite. He's a favorite of mine and of Jenny and many of our viewers and listeners as well.
Good job. He's multidimensional, so he can be everywhere.
Yes, that's so good. So everyone can have a little bit of Michael or a big bit if you want.
Yes. Oh my God. Yeah. So, beautiful card. And nice reminder from Archangel Michael. Your home is protected by angels. And this, I feel, Jessica, actually is related to what you just said about what's going on the outside. Mm-hmm. That's, you know, we don't have to worry. I mean, here in Sweden, some of my friends are talking about, you know, war is coming and we joined, you know, different military organizations and stuff like that. But call upon the angels. You are protected. You are safe. It's just an illusion. And, you know, it's, you know, you are safe. And I don't know how many times I, you know, call upon Archangel Michael to, you know, okay, now it's the weather is a bit, you know, the roads are slippery. I call upon Archangel Michael. So he wants to remind you to call upon him. They will interfere or they can protect us if we call upon them.
Mm.
Unless it's a life-threatening situation, then they will intervene anyway in some parts. That's what I understand right now anyway. I know I was hit by a car when I was 18 and I had no injuries at all. And that is quite an amazing story. I only got some stitches here and here. Yeah. Broke nothing, you know.
You flew
30, 40 meters, just shh. And there was people watching this accident and they said, she's not going to survive. It's like, and I was just, you know, I had nothing, no injuries.
Have you asked in any session, Jenny, what this was all about?
I haven't. But obviously it wasn't my exit point. Then.
No, but oftentimes these things are like activations.
Mm, mm. Okay, hello, Alvin. Yes, so a reminder, if you tend to worry, if you tend to, you know, go into the outside world and get pulled into it, pull back and know that you are actually protected. And they want to remind you of that and ask for help. That is very, very important.
Such a beautiful card. Such a beautiful. Thank you, Michael, for that. Such an amazing message.
Yes. All right, Jessica.
Yes.
And everyone's watching.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
We'll be so happy if you'd like to comment on our Instagram or on YouTube. which card resonates, you know, how do you feel about, you know, these different messages, would be so awesome.
Yeah, and if you enjoy that we pull angel cards, if you want us to do that more often, just let us know. We love it.
We love it. We think it's fun.
Yeah, we think it's fun. And we are here to have fun and enjoy life.
Yes. All right, darlings. Yes. So, yeah. Hope that resonates with you and that you got some inspiration from that. And yeah, remember, you're not alone. All these angels are with you all the time.
It's such an important, it was a beautiful, the last card, Jenny, just that the angels are protecting your house.
Yes.
So feel into that and remember to shine your lights. And we will see you and be in your ears.
Be in your ears.
In 2 weeks.
That's a bit cramped to be in all our listeners' ears.
Yes.
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 But we'll try.
We'll try. And thank you so much for tuning in. And we love having you here and sharing energy with you.
Yes. So much love to you. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.